I couldn't scream. His tongue was in my mouth. I couldn't move. He was bigger than I was. He was on top of me. And I kept thinking, all of my friends are in this room with me. Doesn't anybody see that I need help?
We were partners, so it felt like he didn't have to ask me. I didn't have to consent to anything because we were already in a relationship, which is not true.
I could not move my body. I couldn't lift my head up at all. It just got to a point where I realized that he was doing things and not paying attention to my bodily cues as to whether that was okay or whether I wanted this or not.
You know, I went to the hospital, I went to the police.
It takes a physical toll on you. You know, there are nights where, like, sometimes it's hard to go to sleep because you're just thinking about it and you're like, oh, and it's just panic.
When Trump came out as the candidate and we started hearing all of these things about his attitude towards women and his past behavior, it just seemed so much of a far-fetched possibility that he could ever actually be the nominee. And then people started supporting him. I can get that. You know, you're feeling disenfranchised. You feel like this guy is actually speaking to you for the first time. But then I started seeing people excuse his behavior towards women. You know, when the comment about grabbing pussies came out, like, what do you mean this doesn't matter?
My worst fear realized that someone can brag about sexual assault, brag about grabbing women, and they're going to be president.
I woke up at 4:30 in the morning and heard the news and immediately just felt pure terror, pure pain.
I can't remember the last time that I cried that hard for that long. As a survivor, which is a weird word for me to kind of own, I couldn't stay silent anymore.
I've gotten into some Facebook arguments about things, which I usually try not to do. But when something fires me up that much, I kind of can't keep quiet.
It's not just the act that is damaging. It's the legacy that it leaves, the mark that it makes on a woman's self-worth.
You know, it should be completely unacceptable for us to be living in a world where women or girls should take for granted that at some time somebody's going to do something to them physically that they do not want. And that's just part of being female in America.
You're instantly kind of given this stigma of having to be polite, having to kind of acquiesce to whatever situation that you're in. Things like, you know, when you're younger, being taught to be quiet, being taught to, you know, accept, you know, people fawning all over you and touching you. That's one of the first memories that I have of feeling uncomfortable with someone touching me.
There's still this entitlement to our bodies.
So it changes the way you deal with people and how you trust people.
As women, we have to walk around with, like, you know, kind of a shield on. You know, you have to be prepared for getting talked over, getting catcalled, getting groped, getting whatever every day. These things that are a daily factor of our lives that never affect so many men.
Which is huge. Like, not everyone has been raped, but everybody has a story about some guy said something gross to me on the bus. Like, every woman I know has a story like that.
It leads to a greater issue where, you know, okay, if we can talk about women as objects, then, oh, well, maybe they don't need to have the right to vote. Maybe they don't need to have equal pay. Maybe they don't need to have access to sexual health care and abortion. The comments seem harmless because they're comments, but it can lead to more terrible consequences in the future if we just let that kind of stuff slide.
We can't take for granted these things. You know, I think in some ways that's what happens is people don't have the conversation. They just want to assume everybody is working from the same code.
And it's hard for most women to talk about this in theoreticals because this isn't just a theoretical conversation. This isn't a normal discussion about an issue. This is about an experience that people have had that's profound.
My name is Jessica Semler.
Camille Goleb.
Caitlin Brock.
Adina Munoz.
Marla Garino.
Rachel Weber.
Heather Arnay.
And I'm Lynn Whitney.